Welcome back. Apologies for that. Relations in the Horn of Africa are complex and complicated. They are characterized by deeply ingrained rivalries between Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia in a conflict-ridden region. For decades, it has been known for civil war, conflict, and poor economic development. So, why a proposed Horn of Africa bloc could destabilize the larger region? Of course, the Horn of Africa is that bit of Africa that sticks into the Gulf. Online is Research Associate Political Sciences at the University of Freiburg in Germany, Ingo Henneberg. Ingo, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Now, why
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Now, why would a bloc... And the countries in this bloc, I believe, are Ethiopia is one of them, Eritrea and Somalia, creating this bloc. How could this be a stumbling block, no pun intended, for the region when this is a region that's been torn apart by conflict and now going towards peace could be a problem?
I mean, and generally, it could be a good thing. Like, if states cooperate with each other, it's usually, in the first place, it's a good thing, right, that they have better relations to each other. But let me be clear from the beginning. I'm focusing on cooperation between states, and especially in the area of peace and security, and I'm not an expert on the region. So just to say that up front. So, in general, it's a good idea, and... especially because you might remember that Ethiopia and Eritrea fight a bloody war not that many years ago, and the whole region is unstable. So if the three state leaders try to put out a new regional organization, it's an interesting signal and it's generally a good thing. But there's a huge but in that, because we already have a plenty of regional organizations or regional blocs, as we call them, that try to coordinate among the states in the larger region. And there's a risk because this is only a proposal by the three states. And if you include states in a new organization, of course you exclude other countries. For instance, Djibouti, it's neighboring all three states or other states in the region. And the other thing is it could damage the already existing institutions. For instance, IGAD, the intergovernmental organization of the region there.
Yeah, because if one looks at... The Horn of Africa Cooperation Group is, as you say, Djibouti, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan, and Uganda. So it's quite a large sweep of countries. Sudan is a big country, as big as the earth, Ethiopia, a lot of territory. So this basically is not only the Horn of Africa, this takes us all the way down to the Swahili coast.
Yeah. I mean, we depending on the definition, of course, already there are 22 regional formats, regional organizations in Africa. So this would be the 23rd. And the problem with that is it creates a phenomenon called overlapping regionalism. Because usually most of the states are member of many different organizations. And it's not a problem in the first place. It's dealing with different cooperation problems. The one organization does things in environmental areas, the other economic, and the other does security things. But usually these institutions deal with more than one policy area. And in this moment, when organizations are engaged with the same member states and in the same policy area, you create these overlaps, and that generates a lot of cooperation problems, because if you create new institutions, the others are not going away. So you need even more inter-institutional cooperation to, for instance, to find common ground in regard to a peace process, for instance, or how to manage a regional security problem, or even trade. There can be problems when one state is, for instance, in the area of trade in five different organizations, and then five different regulations for trade applies, and this can be really complicated, for instance, for companies to trade with different with different states. So our idea was, in this area where we have institutions that are functioning, not perfectly, because you also need to consider that all these institutions are regional institutions, so they have to be managed, financed, staffed by the regional states. And with every additional organizations, of course, you have to staff them and to fund them, and a lot of states have problems to finance the already existing institutions. So building a new institution creates more costs and more problems in this regard. So our analysis is that we are not so sure if these new institutions will come to life, especially the idea was proposed in January, so before the struggles or the late struggles in Ethiopia, for instance, so we are not so sure if the proposal at the moment, if this institution will come to life really.
But isn't this more of a question of economic solidarity as opposed to being institutional? And what I mean by economic solidarity, we go back to the English word block, which just means is a solidarity group. Surely the solidarity of those countries can feed into IGAD in a possible way. I mean, I do see that Kenya has raised an eyebrow at this, but generally speaking, people in Ethiopia, Sudan, the countries concerned, they are supportive of it.
There is some support. We not know how strong this support is, because we don't have the data for that, to be honest. But it's more of a general feeling, oh yeah, let's cooperate, because it's, yeah, you're right, it's a generally good thing, but I'm not sure if you ask the public if they really understand what comes with it and what to consider, especially if you exclude other states, and then it could potentially trigger conflict, and that is the least thing that the region needs. To give you another example, the most African organizations are much larger. Like, there's only one organization that has two or three members, as far as I remember the bottom of my head in the moment. The Manu River Union, they have four members in the moment. There's only a few really, really small organizations, and usually that are not the most efficient working, or the organizations you will hear about a lot. Usually, because you need all these institutions, you need the staffing, the financing, it makes more sense to create larger blocks, like, for instance, 10 states or a little bit larger, to govern a sub area, for instance, like Western Africa. There you have the ECOWAS organization, or Southern Africa, where you have the ZADC organization. If you look on their activities and their success, usually that works better from a scientific perspective.
So you would say, in essence, then, that Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia should rather be part of IGAD, which is the Horn of Africa countries in any case, and that they are going to be far more effective being in that greater community than by creating a minority group within a larger group, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes. I mean, as a political scientist, I can't look into the heads of the state leaders, but what I can tell is maybe they want to have to propose these new bloc to, like, for intrastate reason, like to win the next election, to have a new, like, a nice political paradigm that you cooperate and just make good pictures and this kind of stuff. All the other reason we came up with is maybe because then not all of the states like the current state of IGAD, so maybe they propose a new bloc in order to challenge IGAD and for reform into other positions that they favor. So maybe these are the two explanations for this move.
Have you had any responses, seen any reactions from people outside IGAD, which is the Horn of Africa countries? It's a trading bloc there in the same way that SADC is South African Development Community in Southern Africa. I'm explaining to the listeners. Any responses from outside of that particular arena and area?
No, the I saw a little bit of discussion in the academic bubble on Twitter, but the only thing I could say there, basically, this is the right analysis of what we did. And it's even a little bit more complicated. If you look only on regional cooperation in Africa, because in the area, there's a lot of like intercontinental cooperation or like starts with the Arabic Peninsula. So there are so many layers of institutional cooperation or attempts of that that create a really dense institutional field and web where it's really complicated for states. And to be honest, like states, for instance, Somalia, which doesn't have like a really strong capacity to do foreign policy, right? You need diplomats and knowledge, all of that. And of course, smaller and not that powerful states don't have the same capacity. And also, it could be that and because of that, Ethiopia would dominate then this new bloc.
Absolutely. Ethiopia, big, big country. Inga Henenberg, Research Associate, Freiburg University, talking to us about a bloc suggested between Eritrea, Ethiopia and Somalia, when in fact in the IGAD region you've got countries like Uganda, Kenya and so many others who belong to that region. But Inga Henenberg, thanks for chatting to us. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Good afternoon to all listeners.
Drive Time on 91.3. Always.